Vitalik's Lean Ethereum roadmap puts Starks and quantum safety. First, Vitalik Buterin published a long-term protocol plan he calls Lean Ethereum on July 4th, laying out a rebuild of Ethereum's core layers around recursive Stark proofs, quantum-resistant signatures, and a simpler consensus design. The plan surfaced via his X account and was first widely reported by Wu Blockchain, with follow-up coverage filling in details from Ethereum researcher meetings held in Berlin and Svalbard earlier this year. ETH trades at $1,071.77 as of July 5, 2026, up 0.8% over 24 hours and 12.5% on the week, while the broader market sits at a fear reading of 27 on the Fear and Greed Index. The roadmap news landed into an already strong week for the asset, rather than sparking the move on its own. Proofs replace re-execution. The most consequential technical change is a shift away from every node re-executing every transaction. Under the Lean Ethereum design, validity gets checked through recursive Stark-based verification instead. One prover does the heavy computation. Everyone else verifies a compact proof. Starks matter here for two reasons. They compress verification cost, and they rely only on hash functions rather than elliptic curve math. That second property is the quiet core of the whole roadmap, because hash-based cryptography is not known to be breakable by quantum computers. Ethereum's current signature scheme is. Buterin's plan swaps vulnerable components step by step for quantum-resistant alternatives, primarily hash-based signatures in the Winternitz family, with Starks handling aggregation and proofs, plus native account abstraction. Work on quantum-safe blob designs has reportedly been underway for several months already. Consensus, gas, and state all get rebuilt. The roadmap is broader than cryptography. It also covers a redesigned consensus mechanism targeting one or two-round finality, down from the current multi-epoch finality window multidimensional gas pricing, so different resources, compute, data, state access, are priced separately. A new state architecture with a 2030 sketch of roughly 2 TBIR of dynamic state, plus around 100 TBIR of newer, scalable state optimized for ERC-20 tokens, NFTs, and DeFi positions. A cleaner client architecture with the long-run possibility of the EVM becoming a compiler target on top of a RISC-V or Lean ISA execution environment rather than the primary execution layer. Existing applications would not be forced to rewrite. Migration to the new state model is meant to be financially attractive rather than mandatory. Privacy also moves up the priority list. Privacy is no longer an afterthought. It is a first-class goal, Buterin wrote, with the intent to build it into protocol architecture rather than leaving it to application layer tools. A 3 to 4 year rebuild, not a fork Buterin. Frames Lean Ethereum as the network's third major iteration, after the original launch and the merge. The scope is scheduled across 3 to 4 years of incremental upgrades, with structured fork milestones targeting core post-quantum infrastructure completion around 2029. That timeline is the honest tension in the story. Nothing in this roadmap changes Ethereum in 2026. It is a directional commitment, and Ethereum's directional commitments have a mixed record on schedule. The merge itself arrived years later than early estimates. The counterpoint is that the merge did ship, and this plan is more specific than most, down to named signature schemes and state-sized targets. For anyone spending from Ethereum rails today, the practical read is indirect but real. Card programs like EtherFi and Gnosis Pay settle against Ethereum-derived infrastructure, and self-custody spending setups inherit whatever signature scheme the base layer uses. A migration to hash-based signatures would eventually touch every wallet, including the ones linked to cards. That is a late-decade concern, not a this-quarter one.